Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank and praise the Lord for my life and strength and what God is doing. Amen. He is truly a good God, a wonderful God, a saving God, a miracle-working God, a delivering God. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. He could do it. He will do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for another day the Lord has made. I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. Amen. It doesn't matter what you say to me. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be glad in it. It doesn't matter what you do to me. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be glad in it. It doesn't matter how I feel about how what way I woke up out of the bed, amen. I could wake up with a crook in my back or whatever, however they say it, amen. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I could wake up with a headache, but I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I could have a bad time at work, but I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. It doesn't matter what man can do to me. I'm going to rejoice and be glad because God, this is the day that he has made. Hallelujah. And we got to do something about it. Amen. I thank God. Thank God for the pastor. Amen. Suffragan Bishop Johnny C. Magnus. Amen. He is a wonderful pastor. He's always looking out for us. Amen. He is truly what the Bible says, a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. I praise the Lord for him. Thanking God for our lady elect, Sister Zandra Magnus, amen. She is truly a woman of God who, amen, has a heart of gold. She's always thinking about the people of God, amen. She's always looking. If she's at a store or something and she said, oh, I think Sister Fox would like this. I'm going to get this for Sister Fox. Or she said, sister or who or brother or who, and she's going to get it. Amen. You're going to get it. Amen. But God is good. Thank and praise the Lord for our ministers, our deacons. Amen. All the saints of God here. Amen. You truly bless us when you come. Amen. You show up. Hallelujah. Because when you show up, God shows out. Amen. God shows you something. Amen. Thank and praise the Lord for my wonderful wife. Amen. She's always thinking of me, always wondering, what can she do for me? What can she, you know, and I'm like, you don't have to do nothing. And she's just still thinking about what she can she do for me. Amen. But God is good, and I don't want to be before you long. I'm just going to give you something that the Lord has given me, and I hope you, amen, take it in and apply it, amen, to your life. Amen. I'm trying to apply it to my life. He gave it to me before he gave it to you. So I gotta hear what God is saying. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to Matthew 5 and 16. Amen. Matthew 5 and 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, glorify you, praise you, Lord, for your great plan of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for your children of God, that, amen, we be exactly what you want us to be in Jesus' name. Help us to be all that you have in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for your love, your peace, your, amen, comfort. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for being who you are in Jesus' name. We thank you, glorify you, praise you for everything you do for us. Bless the pastor as he travels over the highways and byways. Give him safe passage in Jesus' name. Bless every heart here, Lord, that they hear your word and bless you in Jesus' name. We thank you, praise you for everything. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your light so shine that before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Amen. The topic for today is be a blessing. Be a blessing. Amen. It is every child of God's dream is to be a blessing to somebody, amen, or to a group or anyone. Be a blessing, amen. Let people see God in you. Let people feel the God in you. Let people experience the God that's living inside you, and let them be blessed with what you have to offer to them. Amen. So we're going to go through some scriptures, amen, to help us understand the gravity of what we need to do and what we need to be and whose we belong to. Amen. Amen. So let your light so shine before men. So let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Amen. Don't hold back any of the gifts God is giving you. Amen. If you got a gift, amen, and you can share that gift with me, oh, I'm going to be so blessed. I'm going to be tremendously blessed. Hallelujah. So don't hold back your blessing. Amen. And glorify God in it. Don't say, oh, this came from me. I learned this. I got in the books, and I learned this, and I've been taught. I've been educated. I got this degree and that degree. I got a master's and all that. Don't do it. No. Don't do all that. Just say, God bless me, and I want to bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to go to Romans 12 and 1. Romans 12 and 1. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. Amen. It is up to us, amen, that we give all we can give, amen, that we try, amen, to present our bodies a living sacrifice, amen. That means we gotta be ready, amen, to just give it all to the Lord, amen, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, amen. You can't live any kind of way and be holy. You can't live any kind of way and be acceptable. Amen. You got to do it right. We got to do it right. We got to make it right. Amen. If you have anything that's in your mind that you know is not quite right, it's up to us to make it right. Amen. Whether we got to go to that person or we got to go to that, you know, whoever it is, and make it right, or we need to pray about it and let God make it right in us so that we can make it right out of there, you know, wherever it is, amen. But we got to make it right, amen. Holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. That's just your reasonable service. That's just reasonable. It's not nothing extra. Ain't nothing tremendous that you, it's just reasonable, amen. We got to do our due diligence, amen, to make everything possibly right. Not with only God, but with man. Amen. When they look at you, when they look at me, they ought to not have anything in their mind against us. Now, they're going to do it anyway. I mean, you ain't the perfect. We ain't perfect. We're going to make a mistake. You know, we might say the wrong thing. We might do the wrong thing. But, you know, every time we do something, we need to ask for forgiveness. And if someone, you know, saw us do it, we ought to say, you know, please forgive me. I didn't mean to do that. You know, let them know that wasn't your intention. And, you know, whether it was our action, whether our words, amen, we got to make sure we got a clean record. We got our slate is clean, amen, because God wants your slate clean. Amen. Don't let them have anything that they can say against you. If they're going to say something against you, let it be a lie. Let it be something they just made up. Because that's all right. I don't mind you lying about me. You can lie all you want about me. I don't care about that because it ain't the truth. You know, so why should I get upset? You know, when they, when I was a kid and they talked about my mama, I really didn't get upset with that because they don't know my mama. They never saw my mama. Why am I going to get upset? You know, I'm like, what? Get that. You know, that's nothing, y'all. So when they talk about you, talk about your hair, talk about your clothes, talk about your tennis shoes. You didn't get the Jordans. You didn't get the Reebok or whatever they call them. I mean, I don't know all the names now, but you didn't get that, and they got it all, and they making fun of your shoes or whatever. They say, that's all right. That's all right. I got shoes. Some people ain't got shoes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So moving on. Amen. See, I'm to my last scripture, y'all. I'm to my last scripture. Although my scripture's long, I'm down to my last scripture. Hallelujah. So praise God. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And we beseech you, brother. Oh, let me tell you. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 through 22. Amen. Hallelujah. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them that labor among you. Amen. We want to know people who are around us. Amen. I want to help you as much as I can. So if we talk and I get to know you and I get to seeing how you are, you know, you like this, you like that, you don't like this, you don't like that, then I know how to act when I'm with you. You know, I know how to behave myself. You know, if you don't like talking about this, then I'll stay away from that. You know, I'll talk about we'll talk about something else. Amen. If you don't like a certain color, some people don't like certain colors. You know, I say, okay, we won't. You know, if I'm coming to your house, I won't wear that color. you know, we can make each other feel better if we know them. Amen. Some people don't like talking about certain things. Some people don't like doing certain things. I'm not going to take you fishing if you don't like fishing. I'm not going to take you to the rodeo if you don't like smelling animals. I'm not going to do that. You know, I'll take you somewhere else. Amen. If you like roller coasters, if I find a roller coaster, we might just go roller coasting. My kids like roller coasters. And we went to Oklahoma City where they got quite a few roller coasters in that Frontier City. We rode every one of them. And one of them is kind of crazy because it keeps jumping around, and it's don't seem like all the tracks are fitting just right. And you shaking a lot. And I'm like, is this thing going to hold up before we get to the end? And the kids were, let's do it again. I'm like, the thing is not even put together right. It ain't working, you know. And they want, so we did it. We survived. but we need to learn each other so that we can know how to work with each other. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, okay, you are in over you in the Lord. Okay, and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Amen. So don't be afraid to give someone a compliment. If they get some nice clothes, say, hey, man, I like that the way you look in those clothes. You know, your hair, they got their hair going on. I like that style on you. You know, I saw somebody that had their hair, they had these big braids coming down. I was like, oh, wow, that really looks nice. And you know, that didn't cost me nothing. It didn't cost me a thing. You know, we need to be a blessing to someone, even just to make them feel good. You know, because people like feeling good. They like knowing that they got it going on. Amen. So Don't hold back a compliment. Tell them, hey, I like those shoes. I like this. I like that. You look kind of happy today. You know, they might bless you back. Hallelujah. And to esteem them very highly in love. Amen. Love, you know, I can honestly say I love the family of Mount Calvary. Amen. We work together. Amen. We are at peace. Elder Pope was just mentioning it the other day. Amen. We don't have any cliques in here. Seems like we're just all together. Amen. I love that. Amen. Because I remember a time. I remember a time. There were a few cliques. There was. Some of y'all remember it too. But God has blessed us. I don't think we have any cliques in here. Amen. God has blessed us. We have the same mind, the same heart, the same love. Amen. God has blessed us to come a long way. Amen. For their work's sake. Amen. And be at peace among yourselves. Amen. Being at peace takes us just allowing God to grow in us and not create any mess between us. If I don't like something you did, I'll probably go to God about it, and then I'm going to drop it. That's it. It's over. It's done. Just drop it. And I hope you do the same with me. If I done something and you don't, why did he do that? Pray for me. And I hope you got bold enough to come to me and say, hey, why did you do that? Because I want to know that I did something wrong. I don't know if everybody want to know, but I want to know. I want to know because I won't do that again. I'll leave that thing alone. Whatever. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Amen. We want people to know the truth. We want everyone to know what's right and what's wrong. If you read the Bible, you see what's right and what's wrong. It's plainly clear. It leaves no doubt what's wrong. So my son called me the other day, and we were talking about something, and he said, such and such did this and did that, and I don't know how to feel about that. And I said, and he asked me, how do you feel about it? And I said, well, forget about what I think. It's what the Bible thinks and what the Bible says. It's what God says. If God is against it, I'm against it. If God says something negative to it, then I got to say something negative to it. If God like it, I love it. You know, that's just the way we got to think. That's just the way we got to say it. We can't say something the Bible don't say. The Bible lets us know not to add or take away. So if we say anything that the Bible don't say, then we got to let it be known the Bible don't say that. The Bible don't go with that. Amen. God's word is against that. Amen. And the only way you're going to know that is by reading the word. That's why we support reading the word. I'm almost finished, y'all. I'm practically there. All right. Comfort the feeble-minded. Y'all, everybody haven't quite arrived to, if any of us can say that we arrived. We I'm going to say I ain't there yet. I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. Amen. But we got to comfort those that are not as fortunate as others in their mind, maybe in their heart, in their the way they handle themselves. And we got to comfort them. Amen. Because they need prayer. And we need prayer. Amen. Because sometimes we say things that they're not going to quite get. And it's not their fault. And it's not really our fault, but we need to be patient. We need to be kind, you know, how we approach them, because we already know they're not quite there. And maybe one day they will, and maybe one day we will, because we need help with ourselves. Amen. I can't just run up to Dick and Don and say anything, because Dick and Don might get hurt, or he might say something that's going to hurt me. So I need to be kind and talk to him with the most respect. Amen. Especially if someone's older than you. Amen. Give them the respect. There's a person, and I need prayer on this. But every time I talk to this person, you know, every now and then they call me son. And I'm like, you're not my daddy. Yeah, you know, in my mind, I say that. And they're always coming out. All right. He'll make a statement. And at the end of it, son. And I'm like, and I get disturbed. I mean, I really get disturbed. La, 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 son. And I'm like, I need prayer on that. So y'all pray for me, because I want to tell them so bad, I'm not your son. So pray for me. Okay. Support the weak. Amen. You know someone weak, help them out. You know, help them out in whatever capacity you can help them with. Be patient toward all men. There's a guy at work, and this guy, he will try your patience. He will try. Y'all know people who will try your patience. But you got to do what the word said. Be patient toward all men, even the ones that mean to push your button, that mean to try you, that mean to see if they can throw you off guard. Amen. You got to go ahead and have that patience anyway. And just be at peace. Let patience have her perfect word. Let peace be that peace that passes all understanding. Amen. See that none render evil for evil. Amen. Y'all, as much as they do wrong to you, we can't do it back. We got to leave it alone. We got to give it to God. Let God deal with it. Let God handle it. That's his business. We don't want to step into his business. Amen. That's his job. Amen. When the people of God had these three armies coming against them, and God got in the picture, he said, y'all don't have to do a thing. I'll do it. You just watch me. Just watch what I do. And had them three armies fighting against each other. They killed each other. And the children of Israel, they went in there and took all the spoils. Amen. You know, God knows how to do something right. If we try and do it, we mess it all up. So let God handle his business, and we handle our business. No evil for evil. Call me a name, I'm not calling you one back. Do something to me, I'm not going to do it back to you. Amen. Treat me wrong. Make me whatever in front of everybody. Make fun of me in front of everybody, which has happened. I'm not going to do it back to you. I did it in the past, but I'm not going to do it no more, because I'm a child of God now. I'm supposed to be, I'm a living sacrifice. Amen. So I'm here for the burnt offering. Amen. Start the fire. Come on. Come on. I'm going to be in. I'm all in. I'll jump all in. I'm ready. I'm ready. Hallelujah. Y'all, this takes the Holy Ghost. This takes the Holy Ghost. You can't just do this. Amen. That's